Ever since I was little, I loved animals, and for as long as I can remember, my family has been rescuing them. Saturday, 18th of July, 2015 was the day we found Buddy. After coming from Orange, our family was heading to our hometown, Molong. Along the way, we stopped to get firewood. Dad parked the car, and as we were getting ready, he spotted something. I looked over to where he was gesturing and saw what looked like a kangaroo. We hopped out and we went over to him. He began to struggle to get away but couldn't. We bent over the roo and Mum felt gently around his body.
"I think he's been hit by a car,"
Mum said. I asked if he was okay. Mum tried to get him to stand up but he just fell back on the ground.
"He seems to have lost all use in his legs,"
she said. We got some towels from the back of the car and used them to carry him over and lay him in the back. After getting some wood, we went home. Once we got home, we put him in the laundry and Mum gave him some electrolytes. We left him alone with food and water. We named him Buddy. 2 days later, I went to school and my parents took Buddy to the vet. When I got back home, I asked Mum how he was and what was wrong. She explained that Buddy underwent some x-rays and fortunately no bones were broken. However, his spine was stretched, so that might have caused his leg problems. He could have also had frostbite overnight that may have killed some nerves. We looked after him for a couple of days before Mum thought that we should bring him outside to do things by himself like eat and drink. I went back and forth getting him food and water. He drank at least over 1 litre. At night, we gave him hay, pellets and water. We used our dog's old basket, which he never used, as a bed. We covered him with lots of blankets because the vet said to keep him warm. The next morning, my brother and I checked on him, gave him fresh hay and water and made sure he was warm. I've always thought that Wallaroos would have rough fur, but it actually feels like velvet. Their feet are huge, at least 20 centimetres long, and they have huge black eyes with lots of intelligence. It turns out Buddy likes banana peels and apples, probably because they are sweet. He seemed to know we were helping him because he was really friendly. He started to use his paws to grab us when we fed him a piece of fruit. Buddy seemed to have also made some friends in our backyard. We have chooks and ducks that just wander around doing as they please. He made a lot of friends, especially our most loved duck, Nibbles. My whole family worked hard to help Buddy and I hoped we weren't doing it for nothing. When Buddy could use his legs again, we wanted to release him into the wild with another rescued female wallaroo. I would really like it if he could live the rest of his life in peace. Some of the animals we've rescued have had to be put down. Unfortunately, on the 16th of August, Buddy died in his bed around 7:30 in the morning. It certainly wasn't a nice way to wake up on a Sunday. We were all very upset, but we also knew that we had done the right thing. It was lucky that we found him. May he rest in peace. If Buddy could have lived free, I would feel a lot happier. Plus, he was adorable. I love wallaroos, kangaroos and wallabies. I love every animal. The experience of looking after Buddy and all the other animals will help me for my future job as a wildlife carer and rescuer.